already.
By telling the truth to plan.
In Pakistan, by the government of Pakistan, Allah.
Allah Nabi Muhammad. Allah is the prophet of Muhammad. Lakshman or Muhammad. Wife of Muhammad. Muhammad bended his knees to Christians and prophets. Kalme ka matlab kya? What is the meaning of the kalma? La ilaha illallah Muhammad. What is the meaning of that? Muhammad ki maut kaise hui? How did Muhammad die? They brought it. Let's talk. Islam is a false religion. Aayye baat kare Islam ek jhoota madhab hai. Muhammad lone baat tha. Muhammad was bisexual. Let me prove you that. Muhammad Allah is Satan. Muhammad Allah shaitan hai. They blocked it. Ummi Nabi Muhammad. That's for us. This is a statement of for us. Then Muhammad Rasulullah is Ummi. They blocked it. Omni present Muhammad. This is Quran and Ahadith. That the Prophet Muhammad is Omni present. He listens to you. He listens to you. They blocked it. Quran Asman says the mean first. Quran, how Quran came from the sky, from the heavens to the earth, feeding in there. They blocked it. Death of Muhammad. How did Muhammad die? They blocked it. 16 videos. They blocked in a day. Why? Because they can't find it. Why? Because they don't have cancer. This is the reality of the mouth. 96% of their name in the world was both. It's not again. Mulana Fazlur Rahman. Oh, Mulana Fazlur Rahman is a good guy. Mufti Fazlur Rahman. Okay. You have so many of these great Muftis of Islam in Pakistan. Why is it called great Muftis? Because the Muslims call them great, but not according to me. According to the Muslims who are telling everyone that they are great. I said, Maulana Tariq Jami, who has almost a million subscribers. Engineer Muhammad Mirza, same guy, almost a million subscribers. Mufti Tariq Masood, and Mufti Muhammad, like, Mustafa, and so many others. Even, you know, Shabir Ali says, and like these great movies, right? And I think if Nini Hijab has some roots from Pakistan as well, if I'm not mistaken, maybe I'm mistaken, but I think he spoke a couple of times in some Urdu language as well. These supposed great, they can't refute me. They can take the Pakistani movies so that they will not have to watch my. So they don't have to. This is running from the truth. There's no more of the economic truth or five of the truth because they know how much five of the truth is. And I think you have been told by wrong, I think I will not give up because I believe when the impossible that ancient was all the food is the fire, the Muslim tribe itself, the Egyptian, the food is the fire, the fire is of Ahmed, of Islam, the different things. This is what happened. When they did that, the more Muslims in Egypt brought Christians to follow the food and just to create it. No, yes, we killed the cat. I've been arrested, you would say, more Muslims that you can now than before because they know that something about that advocacy, something about this other friend of yours. And you know what? I want to see what it is. And the other people say the Muslim has for Pakistan as a move to touch the heart as good as me. It is Muslims cannot be poor. The law before was not the touch of our food and our food. And we don't want to do in the name. You know the 16 videos we took out? I would be honored to be part of the ministry. And when we do the machine, and when we do the machine, and so they put our kill of flesh in our souls. Oh, the of amen?
Amen, brother. Amen. Just give you a praise before I tell by the book. There is a tsunami of anybody wants to see the tsunami, they can come to my channel, look at the line text chat, and you will see so many Muslims, so many Muslims, who are either praising Lord Jesus Christ or saying thank you, he left his home, thank you, Adam, teacher, keep up doing, keep doing your work. It is like a tsunami. You will see Khans, you will see Bhakti. There are large amounts of Bhakti, but there are some and you'll see the Shayu, the Shaykh, and all of these people you will see in my live chat, an Arabic name for Bhakti. You will see them praising the person I'm doing, which I don't care whether they praise or not. This is not the problem. The problem what I'm saying is Muslims.
You know, trust, if they have done nothing good for the kingdom of God, they would let you speak. The problem is you are good enough. But when you start taking the foundation of the belief among the Muslims, and giving them a start shouting and believing in God, and I hope that I'm very good, to get this done to come to no question. Once again, you may need this God because you know for sure it's not true. You know for sure it's impossible, but if you do not accept Christ as Lord and Savior, then what? You can expect your identity with the Muhammad, with all the Muslims whom he has. So it's not about saying goodbye to Allah, it's about saying hello to Jesus. And when Jesus, otherwise, you're saying it's not forgiven. And if you're saying, we said it's not forgiven, it's not forgiven. One place, and there is no hell number for you, hell number for you, there's only one hell. So if you set free in Christ, or you can leave the world. I as this is the same thing to hold you there. But I hope that pray for those who are in ministry and many other ministries, he does not honor, serve for the truth and God. Yes,
everything is upon you. Because you were asked by Arnold. And secondly, my God is just. Brother Sama, you might disagree with my next statement that I'm going to say. My God is just. If somebody has not given the good news to somebody, then he has never received the good news, this judgment is the I hope you agree with me on that. As compared to the one who has received the judgment, as compared to the one who has received the good news, but not receive the good news, and then reject it. So I have studied into that as well. We can have a separate discussion someday on that part as well. But once again, every person who does not hear the good news is upon each and every Christian who is missing our voice because you are not doing your part. We were in agreement with that point, Adam. We'll give the question some of the but we are requested by our Lord and our Savior to go and tell. And if we don't go and say, well, that literally is that the scripture teaches the Old Testament, the man, the watchman on the wall, if the enemy comes, which is the devil, to take the souls of the people around us, or the Muslims, or non-believers, and we stood at the wall and we did nothing to stop that. We warned the people, the blood of these people be the one of our. This is biblical. I'm not making this up. The be the scripture. So we have responsibility to share the truth of the gospel with the lost world and all the Muslims or not. There are plenty of Baptist by name, Catholic by name, Presbyterian by name, whatever Catholic church by name, and all these people need to know Christ, and they will not know unless we speak the truth. And if we don't speak, how do you get it? So he's standing before the white throne, the church of the Father, and say, what have you done yourself? Well, Lord, I was doing this. That's one of the reasons. We are going to be judged for every word which is building up us, and we're going to be judged of knowing how to do good and we don't do it. So that is sick. And the best thing we can ever do is not do good work is to leave a lost soul to not to come to look for myself. So we're in agreement. Brother Paul, yeah. Sure. Brother Paul, you have anything you want to share with us before we get one more song from Brother Kim?
Nah, of course. I can, now let's go straight to the song.
Well, I don't know what is the next song for the kids for the K-pop. And after this, we'll take a quick break, Lord's winning, and we'll move on to our obviously, and if you have seen or if you have not seen, go back and watch this last two broadcasts. That is broadcast last week and the week before with Sister Hakun. We have been blessed to have her. That's the meaning of our Sunday lives. And for tonight, Lord willing, we're going to continue with Lies About Jesus. What the text book is about Jesus. Only have 8 or 9 slides there. And then from the call, I have something I want to share with us. But now, let us listen to it. Love to this one portion. Yes, indeed. Amazing grace. Amazing grace. That is what we say forever. It takes us to grateful, right?
Many people have serious questions about the religion of Islam. Who are Muslims and what do they believe? Liberal Muslim scholars and clerics spin the news and continually promote Islam as the religion of peace and that Jews, Christians, and Muslims worship the same God. But is this true? Where can we turn for the answers? To truly know what a faith teaches, you have to go to the book. And for the last 1,400 years, that book for Muslims is the Quran. This collection of the sayings and teachings that Muhammad claimed to have received from Allah is the sacred text for over 1 billion Muslims worldwide. But the Quran was written in Arabic, so how can we in the West learn what it really says? Muslim apologists have produced several English translations over the years, but these have been carefully edited to hide many of the blatant errors, immoral teachings, and violent commands throughout the book. At the beginning of our ministry, we decided to tell the truth about Islam. Therefore, we decided to buy the English translation of the Quran to know the verses which is written there. Sadly, I could not find one Quran to present the truth. They sugarcoat it. They water it down. That's why we decided to go ahead and translate the Quran from Arabic to English, a true English translation. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry, in cooperation with Arab and English scholars from around the world, has produced the most accurate English translation of Islam's holy book ever printed. Read for yourself exactly what Muhammad taught his followers about war and violence, about sex and marriage, about the treatment of infidels, and more importantly, what he said about Jesus.
Islam is not what I share with you or what some modern Muslim says. Islam is the verses of the Quran. We must separate Muslim from Islam. There are so many wonderful Muslim people out there, but they are not true Muslim because simply they don't practice what the Quran teaches. So many American people say they accept Islam. They do not have any problem for Muslims to practice Islam in America. But same people rejecting Sharia, Islamic law, not knowing that Sharia, Islamic law, is the practice of the verses of the Quran.
This translation has been produced with the modern student in mind, with several key features including study notes for the reader, detailed notes concerning errors and contradictions in the text, careful comparisons between the Quran and biblical accounts, and references to the original sources that Muhammad borrowed from, Special sections discuss key topics such as a compilation of non-Arabic words and idioms found in the Quran, an easy-to-follow chart outlining the fulfilled prophecies concerning Jesus in the Old Testament, and a challenging gospel invitation to introduce the reader to the scientific, historical, and biblical reasons for accepting the true Jesus as the only Lord and Savior.
In the book of Isaiah, chapter 4, verse 6, the Bible says, my people are destroyed for lack of faith. It's time for us to find the truth for ourselves.
For ordering and more information, please visit thestraightway.org. Read the Quran for yourself and understand the roots of this dangerous faith. Individual copies and case pricing are available.
Well, welcome back. It's good to be with you for our continuation for our study about lies in the textbooks for the fall. What do you want to say about my next few seconds here until I get my slides?
Well, I don't know. You could pull mine up for sure if you want. I think I could start there.
Yeah. I am almost there.
To learn how this will. This is in every single social studies textbook. This picture.
And the question is, Brother Paul, now presenting this material as it is a fact, not according to Islam, not according to Muslim believers, not according to, no, it is a fact. They know that that mosque is where Muhammad was ascended to heaven. Now, did they tell the students, which I would love to do myself, and to the American people and the Canadian people, the full story of Muhammad ascending to the seven heavens?
So I do that. I tell them.
I tell them the question.
Brother, the first, foremost, important question should be, when was that mosque built? The mosque which was built 5 years after the death of Muhammad to begin with, and this mosque, the Dome of the Rock, is built 86 years after the death of Muhammad. They need to tell them first, whatever happened on that mosque is altogether a separate thing. This mosque wasn't even there!
They would tell you, actually, when Muhammad descended to heaven, he was ascended from the temple of Solomon, not from the mosque, which used to be in the temple.
Well,
no, but they
claim the temple.
The Quran is very clear. It says Masjid al-Aqsa.
Well, because
the not the Solomon temple, because you know, Solomon temple is also in Quran. Solomon built the, I forgot the Arabic word for that, for Allah.
But the issue here is that at that time period, when Muhammad has his dream. So I tell my students this. I said, Muhammad wrote a mythical creature called the rock, described like a flying donkey.
A donkey and swallowed in a horse. That's how it is written.
Yeah.
So you can't say donkey.
Okay. So it's important, essential knowledge. So then the issue is,
I'm sorry, I need to correct you on that one.
Oh.
It was not according to all the scholars do not agree that it's a dream.
Oh.
It just depends which scholar you agree on.
Okay.
There were certain scholars, like let's classify them 50-50. Some of them say it's a dream. Some of them say, no, it was real. The time was stopped for him. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And if you read the details, no, Muslims always talk about that big miracle. But we never get to the details because the more you talk about it, the more it's a comment. It's a comment.
So
you think about
it. Yeah, so that's my when I tell a student that Muhammad did the truth, what I told them this, I said, now I was told it was through a dream, and I read the story to them, and I asked them, okay, I want you to think about this. So you have a dream about where you are. Can I know where I am? Where you are. I mean, that's my biggest question there. But that's the statement they're telling all the students, that Muhammad, they know where Muhammad ascended, where he was, but the Solomon's temple wasn't there when they came, when Muhammad had the dream. So my question is, where was it?
It's neither way.
That was a dump.
The temple was destroyed 70 AD, and the temple was not done as a promise. So how he tied his people or his father, whatever you call it, to a pillar when the pillar did not exist, why he was raised with all these prophets.
Exactly. That's a
very, very important question, because it says two things. It says, thing number one, he tied his supposed mule on the same very location where prophets used to tie their supposed horses or camels or donkeys. Number one. Number two, then he enters in the mosque. It says very clearly, then he enters in the mosque and he offers the prayer. So how do you reconcile both of these?
Let me give you another one. Move on with the story. Just to show you what our sinners do not know. When Muhammad was flying on his mule, an angel of Jibril was with him flying together, and they got to the first tent, and they knocked on the door. And the angel from his back said, who's there? He said, it's the angel Jibril, and I have with me Prophet Muhammad. He said, come on in, come on in. They entered the door to the first tent, and behold, Muhammad saw inside that first tent a tall man. A tall man.
Show you, this is what it is written. The Al-Qur'an was brought to be a five animals bigger than a donkey and smaller than a mule. Okay. One stride of this creature covered a distance as far as I could see. I rode on it and it's Jerusalem, where I tethered it at the hitch post of the Prophet. So this is what Muhammad said. Then I entered and prayed two rakahs there. So this is a very, very important thing to know. You just cannot miss this part.
Yeah, Bayt al-Maqdis was not there. Therefore, Muhammad could not enter unless he entered his dream. See, the people are going to make the dream. They're going to make the dream because they figure out there's something wrong about it. It's true. But I'm sorry, when I read the song now, when I read what happened in Zuni, everything I said thought is 100% true. It was not his name. He was not in a vision. He was not a dream. He actually was there.
Yeah, and let me show you another thing. This is Sahih Bukhari, from where Ibn Kathir is taken. This is Sahih Bukhari 3207. He says, A golden tray, before the whole thing happened, a golden tray full of wisdom and belief was brought to me, and my body was cut open from the throat to the lower part of the abdomen, i.e. till my testicles. So his body was cut open by Jibreel. That's the first open heart surgery which was done by Angel Jibreel in 7th century. You need to comprehend that. And then my abdomen was washed with Zamzam water, and my heart was filled with the wisdom and belief which was in a tray made out of gold, which contained wisdom and belief.
Amen.
So this was the first open heart surgery where all of the internal organs of Muhammad was taken out, washed using the Zamzam water, and put them back in, and then the heart was filled with golden wisdom and belief. And then the things were happening, reaching to the heavens and the hell and all that, and the Adam greeting him and saying, "Oh, Prophet, you are welcome. Ascend to the second heaven. Who is it?" Jibreel said, "It is I who is with you, with Muhammad," and so on and so forth. And Muhammad is to the seven heavens. But, you know, this is the story which you have to see in essence. And by the way, Masjid al-Aqsa was not even there, because if you read Quran 17:1, it says, Subhanallah, asra bi abdihi laylan min masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa. So there was no masjid al-aqsa there, because if we just simply do Google, when was al-aqsa, and you will see, this is open later. So first one was built, let me just go in. First one was built in 620 something. Hold on. Let me see. It is, 705, okay, was the bigger one, but there is a 600 and something. 632 Muhammad died. 5 years later, 637. 637 or 6. Okay. These are the serious one at that. So 600 something, hold on. It should be there, 38 is gone. So, but 705 is the one which we all know, because Dome of the Rock was built in 705, and then it was sieged down to 746, and then reopened in 754, then
Muhammad,
revisited
Muhammad,
780.
The question is, Muhammad, what is that the mosque that Al-Aqsa and prayer when it was
functional? That's my question. By the way, you know, because it is Solomon Temple, then they say Solomon Temple, distance between Solomon Temple and Masjid al-Aqsa. What is happening? North America? Okay, let me just check. I don't know where they are getting. You guys talk, let me search on that.
All right. What else do we have for the
question? Let me see. I can go back. There's another piece in here that I can... Back, let me pull this back up and just
sure.
Back a few slides.
So there is a Solomon Temple in North America as well. That is there. Yeah.
Yes. This is the show. Yeah. So shared that back. Here's another piece. Textbook. This is in, again, Google itself, World History. Returning to Mecca in 630, the Prophet and 10,000 of his followers marched the outskirts of Mecca. Facing sure defeat, Mecca's leaders surrendered. The Prophet entered the city in triumph. He destroyed the idols and had the call to prayer made from the throat. Okay. There's a lot of things wrong with this. But, they don't talk about how this happened. They tell everybody in the textbook that this was a non-violent. There was nobody killed.
Just destroyed by God, that the people who worshiped him were finally just coming.
Given orders to kill specific people.
Sure.
And they don't tell anybody this. And you notice my biggest problem here is this reference here, the Prophet. What is with that? I mean, the Prophet, so the Prophet of the Muslims, maybe we could put down the Prophet of the followers of Islam.
Oh, wrong. It's the Prophet of the children. It's the Prophet of the children. The Prophet of the children in the world, and he's the Prophet. identify Jesus as a prophet. No. Some say he's a prophet. Some say he's a prophet. Some say he's not a prophet.
Prophet Rainer. And I'm just going back a little bit farther.
I got it. There's a 1.4 kilometer distance, but as I was told that if my previous live stream does not look at it. This is Temple Mount where the Jerusalem Temple is, and this is Masjid al-Aqsa. Okay. So it is a 1.6 kilometer wide the road, and in those days, you know, 1.6 kilometer is big distance travel. When you're riding a donkey or a moose. Yeah, I'm not talking about unicorns. Yeah. But like,
most of the leaves will happen, don't you?
Yeah, that is true. And let me show you a picture, because when Aqsa Mosque was built, it was built to dominate the Jerusalem Temple. So Aqsa was built on top of a mountain. And Jerusalem Temple was more. So what I was showing is that, by the way. This is the smaller mosque which was built in like 7 years after the death of Solomon, which is called Masjid al-Aqsa. And then Dome of the Rose was built on the same very mountain a little later in 705. I was not able to find right now the date of this one, but it was built on the second caliph era. That's what I remember correctly. This is Masjid al-Aqsa. I don't know whatever I would like to say. But this is on the same. But let me see a picture where you can see four. So you see, this is Masjid al-Aqsa on top of the mountain, where down here on my right, which you cannot see, I just wanted to show you that in the same picture, it was built in such a way that they could show that the Muslims has domination. It was built on top rather than in the same level. So, yeah, I'm not able to see how many stairs you have for that. For the Dome of the Rose, you actually have to climb up all these stairs. Temple Mount is not. It's not that kind of a high zone. They built it on a higher ground to show the dominance at that level.
These groups accepted Muhammad as a political leader As a religious leader, he drew many more converts and found his message appealing. Finally, Muhammad also became a leader in the growing hostilities. Now, if you read this is the one thing I actually think is accurate. Muhammad became a military leader in the growing hostilities between Mecca and, again, if they put Yathrib there, I'd be okay, but...
Why do my children need to go to school to learn about
Why are we showing the picture of a man playing with another man's private part? Why are we doing that in a public school? Because we got ungodly, immoral public school leaders. School board members are garbage. He should be thrown out for the fucking jail. Now we need to get the church involved in that movement to bring true revolution in our school, true revival in our school, and we can tell the Muslims, get your garbage out of our school. We're going to expose everything about this one. What is the prophet? Okay, let me add some truths from your book. Yes, he is your prophet, and the reason he's not the prophet is because you are, and we put all the things which Muslims do not know about Muhammad. And trust me, then the Muslims will be kissing, once again, not our hands, but they'll be kissing our feet, begging us, please, no mention of Islam in our textbook. We don't want your children to learn about it. And then we can insist, don't have peace because we got your children in our public school, and we want to save them. We want to save them from eternity. Now, we get rid of garbage Muhammad, the garbage Islam, and become a Christian. This is Muhammad. But this dream will never come to be true until our leaders learn and be educated, no longer to be stupid and ignorant and arrogant, as many of the liberal ministers in our churches are arrogant. They think they know Islam, and I am Islamophobic. They think that you know why they know Islam? Because there is this garbage, which sadly our children are living over. I don't want to talk about Father Paul. You want to share something with other people?
So one of the things I'll say is if you want to see, I this presentation is up on my YouTube, which is the Lesbian Report. I did go to my district and did attempt to get this book removed for the numerous errors just on Islam alone. And what happened was, as a social studies educator, I became a blacklisted person. I was persona non grata, and several my colleagues were extremely upset because all I did was point out errors. And that's the job of a professional.
Sure.
And
but as well, let me ask a question. How many jurors was involved when you went to the district going to remove that picture?
Not one. I just thought it was my professional duty to do that.
That's fair. Brother, small numbers do nothing enough. If you went with St. Patrick, it means nothing. If you went with 100 ministers, 100 pastors of the church, and you have these churches protected by the people, now you talk about the whole city. Trust me, that book will not have another daylight in a school, in our public school. But if you go by yourself, they call you from a fool, they call you stupid, they call you a hater, they call you a hate, they call you whatever you want to call you. And if we want to do it right, we need to wake up the church, every church in the community who have children in the public school needs to be involved, and we need to remove it in a revolution war. Not just few people. We thought it before. Few people, they laugh at us, and the lady in the hijab, which is a school board member, literally laugh at us, and she convinced the rest of the board, the team, the school to kick it, and that was 7 years ago, 8 years ago, and the same textbook is still used in the same school until today. It's a hopeless situation that we have. Huge number of ministers, huge numbers of people in the community, because then if the school board would not use the textbook, then you have the power to remove the school board member from your district. At that time, you can remove the garbage from our
district. And it also says something about what they think about it. When a teacher, if you're a math teacher and you're pointing out an error in a textbook, it's taken, and they address that and tell everybody. However, I was not allowed to share that information with other colleagues. So that says something that they consider, you know, some knowledge. They don't. That's the stuff that bothers me. But again, nobody. I'm the rare duck that actually had this knowledge. Eric Smith and I are the rare duck.
Well, God bless you for your hard work. God bless both you that serve as your community, your school. But to send you points, that's why I say, those who are watching us right now, those who are watching us later, those who are listening to us today, I thank you. Get your ministry of the church to watch this podcast before they remove them. They're available. So far, this is not number one. I think we're 7. And when we have another 13, so I thought of voicing any minister of any. finishers can go through them and listen and learn. And what I want to do is, I have myself on, will have no problem, go online and spend whatever hours you minister in your church are willing to give us so that we can speak in depth about the talk about five interventions. The propaganda of the most important that. Information for brainwashing our children and our grandchildren by our tax money in our school. Dot com.
Just wanted to add a few points when you were talking about there was another blasphemy that my friend had there.
Yeah,
the blasphemy was somebody said, there is nobody in this world who is better than Muhammad, even your mother. And my mother is far better than Muhammad. You know what? That's a blasphemy. A huge blasphemy. So-and-so that it should be killed, because the Mufti says, may my mother and my father be sacrificed over the hurmat of Muhammad. Mother, his father, and his mother. So,
I am not a person that I'm far away from Christian. I put myself to think to Muhammad. I am most holy. So, man, if I would look at my life when I was sinning, when I was falling short before God and compared it to the beauty of Muhammad, I'm still more holy than Muhammad. Even when I'm weak, when I'm sinning, I'm still more holy than Muhammad.
That's a blasphemy, because I don't say that anymore.
Well, I want to share my screen and a couple of verses here from our viewer and here for the link of the
thank you
for
that.
That's how it is. Love you. Love you. All right. Beautiful. We stopped in our last program. If you go back and watch program number 6, we stopped at that one verse. And why did I put that verse? Because I was refuting the lie, which is taught our children in our Bible school, that if you of the power of Jesus Christ claim or said that he goes for this. No, it's not you. 500 men, 500 brothers, saw our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ in the flesh, the resurrected Lord. That means these 500 wives and 500 men have 500 wives. So now the number goes 1,000. As I said last program, we were talking about that first, in Jesus' day, he did not know how to use any way to stop having kids. There was no protection system. Okay? So any family will have 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 children. That's good for 4. Or for each family, we're talking about a good 2,000 plus 1,000, 3,000 people. 3,000 people saw the risen Lord. 3,000 people worship Jesus. That's not you. Once again, that is not a few people. That was a large number. Now we're going to move to one of the statements which was said in the textbook and was sponsored by that which is listed in the book of Isaiah, which is Old Testament prophecy, and in Mark and in Luke. So they told us that, that Jesus was just not their teacher. Jesus was, he's listed for his notice we talked about three things they said about our Lord. He was just a teacher, he was a boy, and he was a teacher, a boy. Can't even remember the third one. Abraham, okay? Now, that was what actually wants our children to learn about Jesus. Good man, a good teacher, a good father. We cannot let Muslims teach the thoughts of our children. I want to understand why we allow Muslims to teach our children about Jesus and about you mean we don't have any Christian minister in America who's qualified to write to us 10 pages or 20 pages about it? He's not just a teacher. He is the Son of God. And I love it. Muslims always say, and Brother Adam knows that, and people also say, show me one verse in the Bible that Allah has a son. Or Jesus is the Son of God. One verse. Okay. Let's show you. Here's what it is. position. By the way, I don't have time to cover this. We can have a whole night, 2.5, 3, 4 hours to cover a few of the verses of the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament, to prove that Jesus is not just a teacher, he's not just a man, he's not just a prophet, but he's God Almighty who came in the flesh. He is the Son of God who is God. This is what Isaiah that was written 700 years before our Lord came in the flesh. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6.
Unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Who's us? God the Father, God the Holy Spirit. This is the God of the Bible. Isaiah was talking about the God of the Bible. He said, unto us a son is given. So the son here is given to the Father. If the Son is given through the Holy Spirit, that is the Word of God who is becoming flesh. Becoming flesh. But that is 700 years before Christ came. Okay? And his name will be called what? Wonderful. Counselor. Mighty God. The Son of God is called Mighty God. Even though Jesus is God Almighty, his name is the flesh, and he's the Son. As I said, we've got plenty of verses to share about this. Now, let us see how the New Testament, which we could use as a source for the information, to share with our students in our public school about Jesus. Don't you think so? If I want to teach a minister student about the Jesus of Christianity, the Jesus of the Bible, should I go to the Quran and get some verses, or should I go to the Bible? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The whole thing is garbage. When they talk about Jesus, God, their life, when they talk about Muhammad, that we're going to see it coming up. This lie is why the Bible happened. Why we allow this lie to be continued, to be preached, to be taught to our children of the school? Because the church is not home. I blame nobody. Woman, thank you for doing your job for deceiving and destroying the faith of our children in the Bible and Jesus Christ and Christian. Christian, shame on you. Shame on every minister of every church. More warning, those who wear suits and ties, or those who wear a shirt and a short. Because we've got so many church now, ministers, they don't want to wear a suit and tie. They want to be easy, like go to the beach. Shame on all of you if you cannot educate yourself about Islam and learn how our children are being deceived. And I know some ministers, we need all the truth about people in our church. Yeah, you got kids in your church on Wednesday night for 1 hour. Half of them are there because their mom and dad are forced to be there. That's the use of our church. And the other half are there because they're holding the hand of their girlfriend and fashion in their bed and holding cozy clothes. I've seen that my own eyes, even our conservative church. You think you can do 40 hours of garbage these children of yours are learning in our public schools in this 1 hour, which does hardly any spiritual teaching or spiritual maturity in it? Elder maturity does not teach. You have to be full to believe in that. So, here's what Mark said. Mark, and I love it. How Muslims said, well, we don't believe in God. We prefer the gospel of Luke. Why? Or the gospel of Mark. Why? Because in the gospel of John, he lied a lot. And he said, Jesus, Son of God, Jesus, Son of God. Really? Have you read Mark 1:1? Here's what Mark 1:1 says. Chapter 1, verse 1 in Mark. Who is Jesus? The Son of God.
And of his kingdom there will be no end.
You understand what Dr. Lucas writes to us here? He's telling us about the conversation, the true conversation, not the garbage line in Quran chapter 3 and Quran chapter 19. The true conversation was placed between the angel of the Lord, angel Gabriel, and Mary. Behold, you will conceive in your womb. That is before she even had a baby. Okay? You will bring a son. Not a girl, a son. I mean, it's not just by chance, maybe 50-50. No. The angel is telling her she will have a son. And what his name will be is the Son of Mary. No. Jesus, Yeshua. Why is that? Because that's what and present in Matthew before he could go back to Matthew And the angel of the Lord also speak to Joseph, and he said, and you shall name him Yeshua, for he will save his people from this death. What if he shall shelter in our public school of mind? He's a fine Christian man who will just put two Christians on the fire. And that'll be enough for the destruction of Islam and to strengthen our children's faith to the Bible. Not that garbage was teaching our children of Islam. And then what he said, he will be called the son of the highest, the son of God. Not the son of Mary, the son of God. How long he will rule over the house of Jacob? For how long? Forever. How long his kingdom will last? Without end. His kingdom will have no end. Why? Because he's not just a simple king, earthly king. Every earthly king lives 50, 70, 100 years, and then he dies. Jesus' kingdom has no end because he's God Almighty, the eternal. The eternal God Almighty, come in the flesh, he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom has no end. This is God Almighty, Jesus Christ. This is the Son of the Highest, the Son of God. Why can't we teach that our children? What's so hard to teach that our children? Let's continue. Luke chapter 1, verse 34.
The Holy Spirit will come upon and the power of the Highest will overshadow. Therefore, also, that Holy One was born will be called the Son of God.
Do you know that verse? How can this be, since I do not know a man, is written in the Bible? The same verse. And amazingly, we read of the two different answers, completely different wording, by two different people. One is a human who appears to man as the spirit of Allah, who appears to man as a human. The other is unshakable to focus there. Adam, are you there, Adam? Talk about the first verse before I will open a different question with you. The question and the answer. So, here we go. Here's the Bible. Luke chapter 1 and verse 55. After Mary said, how can I have a son? I do not know a man. I did not have such relationship with a man. I am not a married. I am a virgin. I am whatever you want to put it there. And the angel answers in what? The Holy Spirit will come upon you. And the power of the highest. Holy One, who is to be born, will be called the Son of God. Son of God, Son of God, the Holy Spirit. It is the Word of God. Holy Spirit will overshadow this. Followed by the Holy Spirit will have a Son. That Son is the Son of God, and he will, as he will, Virgin Mary, is the one that comes. It looks big when you see the church. That is how Jesus is full of church. Maybe how Jesus is being baptized by John the Baptist and the children of Israel. By the way, you go to the book of Acts, and chapter 1 of the Apostle Peter was fulfilling the prophecy which was written about who will be gone and somebody is to be replaced in his job. The Apostle Peter and the body of the Apostle picked up two men. Which one of them would pray over this? Yes, Bob. Which one of them would be chosen by God for the replacement of Judas Iscariot? But if you read carefully there in Acts 1, you'll see that in the book of Acts chapter 1, Peter said there were 120 men. All of them are qualified to replace this Judas Iscariot. I want to discuss so what happened in that verse. Until the ascension, to the Lord Jesus, when he was baptized, to hear the voice of the Father from heaven, and the ultimate when he was attached to him, he thought, what happened? I went to everything about the name of the Father, not Jesus. Remember the textbook we want? A 120 men, but the disciples of Jesus who were there, heard the voice of the Father, you
has another source. He's the son of God. Who testifies that? The Father. We have another witness, the Holy Spirit. What Peter said, what? What can we put this? Our children. What is what the church? What the scripture? Some book God is like some atheist or some gay lesbian or some Muslim. That is what the textbook was from children. What then we put this in our back book? Is it a Christian claim or a Christian music that says Jesus died for the nation? Show me the time in the back book by the Christian survivor. I'm not forcing you to focus to become a Christian. I'm not forcing some agent to become a Christian. I'm teaching in a history book some truth about Christianity, some truth about Jesus Christ, as it is written in the book. Do the same with Muhammad. No, I want to tell me the truth, and if you can tell me the truth, don't talk about it at all. Why we lie to our children? It makes them think that you, all those Christian preaching, they are so much in a Christian with money and they. The God of Christians is the Lord of Christians is destroying the world and it's our charity and our comfort right now. And it's not the Joe Biden did something. Oh, it's something to do. That's basic to Christianity. So, Jesus did something. So, the way in person of the normal people in the pistol or in the temple, they just come from the temple to the vision. There were four teachers. Teach the people the scripture as we are today as teachers and parents are false teachers and false to go from the Bible. This is the Bible. Here's the word. That's testified by the Lord Jesus. Patience, verse 6. This
is the way to those who hold you. In the grace of Christ, to a different gospel, which is not another. But there are some troubling that want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But sin if we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel to you before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel than what you have received, let him be accursed.
I love how the apostle Paul used the word. We were angels. Because we, therefore, angels, and what Muhammad said. What did Muhammad come up with in you, God, and you, Jesus? Yes, the word in Jesus over the Father. It's not the life in Jesus. It is not the life gospel. It is the gospel of the angel of Muhammad who is stated. It's the false person. So here's the truth. If your Father, as is a good speaker, if the apostle or an angel from heaven through water or through the wisdom or through books, they all come up with the false people, ungodly, one spirit, preach any other gospel except this. You don't have to do anything. I don't want to be a curse. I want to be a blessing. I want to be blessed. And even when I die, I want to hear from my man up in heaven. What is on my feet? That's what I want to hear. That is all what I want to hear. Now, you want to have blood on your head, the blood of your children and grandchildren, to give this. Don't have that anything. Present yourself to the Lord. For those who are watching, for those who are listening to our podcast right now, you better speak up. As Brother Adam said earlier, you better speak out because you will be judged for not speaking out. It's not a joke. It's not a suggestion. It was a command called the Great Commission. We go and tell the people and make the
my prayer that as we continue to watch our son live in textbook, that you'll be equipped not to speak from your head, but speak from the book. Because the book is said to be with you. I don't care what book. When you read the Bible, it will set the people free because you'll come to Christ. When you read the Quran and talk about the Quran, you will set the people free because they will know how empty and how foolish is the teacher of Allah in the Quran and happens from the Prophet according to the Quran and on and on and on. Then you set the people free from Islam. But more important is not only to set the free from Islam, but to set the free in Christ. Because only Christ can set us free indeed. We'll stop here, Brother Paul, for the slides about the camera. We'll continue opening. Let me look at the time. What do we have?
I've got 11:31.
Well, I want to share. I'm going to ask Brother Bindu to play another song for us. And he's here to bring you right now as we talk. And why is it that I'm going to open another presentation to show you the question which Mary asked in the Bible. How can I have a son when I do not know a man? That is the right word. That's exactly what the book said about Mary in her conversation with the angel Gabriel. How can I have a son when I do not know a man? That's not what happened. The answer is the Quran to that question. In Quran chapter 3, in Quran chapter 19, there's two completely different answers. Two completely different. So we're going to have fun with that. Mark, are you ready, sir? All right. You know we have fun, right? With Brother Kim.
Touched me.
Excuse me, what? Touched you?
And I was not ashamed. No, that was a dumb question for Allah and Muhammad. Why? Because marriage is not safe. That marriage is how I can have a son when I do not know a man. I do not know a man. Not no man touch me. I promise you, lots of men touch Mary. Touching a person will not take him back. For heaven's sake, if every time I touch a woman and being a breakfast, right now I'd be a father of the what? 10,000
boys.
If not 100,000. I touch so many women, I have so many women. That's how Muhammad is. Allah is good. Jibril is good. Okay? How can I have a son when no one or no man touched me and I was not unchaste? Not by the way the word. And I was not unchaste. That thing do not exist in Quran chapter 6. But it's the same question. How can? How can? Now, in the answer of Quran chapter 20, chapter 19, verse 21, he's there. Who is he here? That the Spirit of the Lord, who appears to man as a human. Think of him. Who is the Spirit of Allah? Who is the Spirit of Allah? Who appears to Mary and him. I'll tell you that the Holy Spirit. No. Most of God has 19 different interpretations. What is the Spirit of Allah? And they agree that the mother of the audacity here, that the Spirit of Allah is actually in the Spirit. Angel Giver is the Spirit of Allah to Mary as a normal human? Yeah.
Is that sure?
Of course it's sure. But if you look at this, I'm going to go to eight the creation. When Allah created this, and he told the angels, I will put my spirit in him. When I do that, all of you fall down and worship. Give me what? That's what Allah said in the Quran. How can Allah say or said that he will put his spirit in Adam if the spirit of Allah is in Jibreel? Are you trying to tell me that Allah put Jibreel inside Adam? Adam with the physical body moving was the spirit of Jibreel? Or was Jibreel in general? Of course not. The spirit of Allah, you see, Moses, who are ignorant of Islam, is the Holy Spirit of Muhammad, is what told that, and you scholars were told that, and God helped. And if that's the case, that means, from that passage, Quran chapter 19, the Spirit of Allah can appear as a human. The Holy Spirit can appear as a human. Why not the Word of God, Jesus, appeared as a human? Was so hard as a problem, as a dilemma for you. But now let's listen how he answered their question. He said, like one, by the way, when we go to Quran chapter 3, all what we're going to get is likewise. The rest of the answer is because likewise, your Lord says, it is easy for me, and we will make him a sign to the people and a mercy from us. And it was that Allah said, it is easy. Remember that, brother Paul, the angel of Allah, the Spirit of Allah, who appeared to men and said, Allah said, it is easy for me. That's the easy thing.
Wait, who's he talking to?
It is easy for me, and we will make him, Allah said, we will make him, he's the son of Mary, his sign. And to the world, to the people, and a mercy. Can you tell me how can Isa be a sign? Oh, he's a virgin birth. How can Isa be a mercy? This is what? The only way Jesus can be the mercy of God that he will thousands of us to for us to receive forgiveness from him. But according to God, he never died, he never rose from the dead. I don't know what mercy is. What is the mercy of Isa? Can somebody help me out here? Anyway. So that is the answer in Quran chapter 19. Now I'm going to take you to Quran chapter 3. Okay? You know, Quran chapter 3. Listen to the next one. She said, Mary said, Lord, amazingly, if you read the previous verses, that is verse 46 and verse 5 and 44, well, guess what? Mary was speaking to a bunch of angels. But somehow, miraculously, the bunch of angels become one Lord. And so don't forget it is not Lord, Rabbi, Rabbi is God. So, Lord, how can I have
Sabbath, son, when no man has touched me, once again, touching a female will not take her breath. But then she said, what? And I was born and she said, uh-uh, I'm sorry, that's not you. You can be, and I was born and she's conscious of man. He's not the conscious. He said, okay, he said, likewise, that is the only piece in the world of the two ends, the conscious of three, the conscious of my feet. The only repeated word from the answer for that amazing question is the word by twice. Allah creates what he will. Did we read that in Quran chapter 19? No. He said it's easy for me. Allah was speaking to him. Even though Mary is talking to Allah, the Lord, guess what? He said, likewise, Allah created. Why did he not say I? If he's the Lord, if he's the God. So that's okay. Allah creates what he will. When he makes a command, so he surely only says to receive, so it will be. Did we read any of these words once again? No. What do we have here for the Paul? Repeat that question. How can I have a son when no man has touched him? Woman will not be touched. He needs to be married. He needs to have sex with the husband, which means he needs to be known by the husband. How can I have a son? How can I have a son when I do not know a man? I am a virgin. I do not have intimate relationship with a man. And he says, oh, no, nobody touched me. No man touched me. Are you kidding me? No man touched you, married? All your life, you only touched a woman? But a complete difference.
How can I help you?
Which is revealed in John chapter 15. And John chapter 3 is the one right twice. The rest is a wrong. And none of these two are right. You know why? Because the letter of the Bible. The Holy Spirit. The God of the high. That's why the one who wants will be called the Son of God. Where is the answer here? I thought we're reading the story in the Quran as it is written in the book. Listen, guys, and remember, Mary is the book. Here we go. What we have here? And remember, Mary in the book. Mary, when she went to the book, how story the tale? What book? The Bible. What? Let me show you the Bible. I will show you the Bible. Want to know the story about the Bible? We get it from the Bible. Here we go. Here's the story of the Bible. Here's the story. You really want to know the story? It is in Luke. I will share it with you one time. Here we go. Want to know the story of my dear brother friend? I will share the verse one more time with you. Here's the story. Then Mary said to the angel, how can this be since I do not know a man? How can I have a son? I don't know that. Logic! Common sense. A mature young lady, she knows what she's talking about. Now, and the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit. So what is this? Anyone in the Quran? That is what they said in the book. But your Muhammad is a liar. So it is his angel to reveal. And his Allah says the Holy Spirit. The Quran is an empty book. It is a naked book. It's a book with bunch of holes. Lots of holes. Here's the hole. Okay? The Holy Spirit will come upon you. And the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. That answers something. The question is foolishly written upon because no man touch a woman. If every time a woman is touched by a man, she becomes pregnant or a person. The world will be billions, 100 billion people. Now, there is no existence in the ancestors of the neither the Quran chapter 9, no Quran chapter 3, which they contradict each other anyway. There's no mention about the Holy Spirit. There's no mention about the power of the highest, the power of the Father. There's no mention about the Son of God. You don't find any of that in the Quran, do you? Bunch of time. Okay, Brother Paul, we should be patient and waiting for this. Anything else you want to share with us?
I sit there and I listen to this, and the first time I heard about Isa, I was surprised that they would use that word. I mean, first time I heard Isa, I thought of Esau, and I was trying to think of how does
Esau the brother of Jacob?
Yeah, that was my first thought. Why would they use a name like that? And then going through your Quran, because I read about this guy named Imran, who is the father of Mary, but wait a minute, that's also the father of Moses.
And Aaron,
yeah. So I'm like, okay, so they're really messing up this story even worse than we had thought. And I'm trying to think, it's just like you said, if we tell the whole story, if we show more of what the Quran actually teaches, it just becomes more ridiculous. And
not only the American will never become a Muslim, but the Muslim will be.
Yeah. I'm working with a few people that love to debate, and it's kind of interesting because we offer it, we try to explain what a debate means to them, and they don't seem to understand, which is kind of difficult. They don't want to talk about Islam. They want to talk about other things. Well, so let's talk about your Isa, who was born to the grandchild of Moses, or the grandnephew of Moses.
Yeah. Well, I see we have another one call from Brother Pinto. Pinto Martin. So let's just put one word, one brother, and maybe we have one question. How long is this going? Go ahead. Are you ready? Over it.
So I do want to share something. Cherokee Gypsy said he's a very good player. He says, Cherokee Gypsy says, has an Italian concertina accordion, the Gypsy Romani, and Elstud. I have no idea. But that says something.
It sounds good, man. I like what you heard. I don't know what it is, but something. I don't know if that's what I know how to say. Don't forget when you
the real solution, as much as we're sharing things, it just seems atrocious and vile that we're talking about being given in the school textbook. If you want the truth, go find, pick up the Bible, read it, and then make a choice. Make a choice for Christ. And that's up to you. Our desire that you find Christ, but again, it's your choice. And God gave you that choice, so thank you. Good.
Revealing the truth about Islam.